You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Why is the campus a strategic location to reach the next generation of leaders? Know more in week 4 of Enact.
Dito po sa buong series natin, Every Nation in Action or Enact, we'll be talking about the parts of the book of Acts in the early church kung saan tinitingnan natin what were the values or what were the times na they have been reaching out to others so that the word of God, the gospel, is spread throughout the world and also the church and the disciples grew in numbers as well. So ngayon, punta po kayo sa book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 8 to 10. Sabi dito, and he entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him. So isinantabi niya yung mga followers ni God, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. Verse 10, last verse, this continued for 2 years so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. So let's all bow down. Pray muna tayo before we continue. Father in heaven, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you that as we talk about this, God, as we talk about campus ministry and why we do this, Lord, open our hearts and mind to receive from you. And also, Lord, hindi lang kami after this service uuwi, lalabas dito. But Lord, it would be a time for us, Lord, to take an act as well in reaching the next generation, Lord God. That may we understand our part in reaching the next generation. And we pray, God, open our hearts and minds to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Speaking of campus ministry and every nation, babalikan po natin yung mission statement natin. Babalikan po natin mission statement natin that for the past weeks na pag-uusapan natin. Unang week, pinag-usapan natin yung church. Why Victory? And why we do what we do, which is to honor God and make disciples. And that's very familiar to us. Lagi na lang nating nakikita, lagi nating napapansin, kahit pag-gising mo, honor God, make disciples. Okay? Yun yung nasasabi mo. And right now, let's go back. Bakit nga yung church, nung first week, pinag-usapan natin. And then second week, pinag-usapan naman natin, you know, being socially responsible as part of our mission statement as every nation. Socially responsible, wherein we have an avenue, which is Real Life Foundation, na ginagamit natin to. At iba-iba rin in the different nations, in different every nation churches, iba-iba po yung context, pero one goal is to help the poor and also be helped, katulad dito in the Real Life Foundation. We are teaching the students, we're not just giving fish to the students and their families, we're teaching them how to fish. And countless of many scholars have graduated and has helped their families as well. As a church, yung po yung ginagawa natin. As every nation, yung ginagawa natin. And last week, pinag-usapan natin, next generation. Tignan po yung paligid nyo. Mukha bang batang-bata at cute na cute yung katabi nyo, okay? Batang-bata. Gisingin nyo po, okay? So pag-usapan natin, next generation. And today, we'll be talking about part of what are we doing to reach out the next generation. Many of us here today, alam natin, even in our church, it's very evident, nakita natin, ang dami ng mga young people. Tama po ba? Especially yung mga nag-lead pa lang sa atin ng worship dito. Most of them are young people week after week. And how are we doing this? And why is it important that we do this? Ito yung pinag-uusapan natin dito in this second part of reaching the next generation. And napaka-importante ng reaching the next generation. That's why we have a strategy of reaching out through campus ministry. Kaya campus yung pinag-uusapan natin. Sino po dito, one time, you were in campus? A few decades ago, many years ago, but you've been in campus. Tama po? To many of us, to most of us, we've been in campus. And it's very important. Bakit campus? If we go back to what we have read kanina sa Ephesians, titignan natin that Paul was there and he was preaching to the people and even may sakuna or may nangyayari that other people naninira sila, they were against what God is doing and they were not followers, but the followers of Jesus Christ, yung mga disciples, isinantabi niya. Diba? Pinakita doon that he, kung babalikan natin yung verses kanina, pinakita doon that he was reasoning with them. So, nakikipagdahilanan sila. Meron po ba kayong kakilalang ganun? Or anak, pamangkin na madaling magaling magrason, no? Kahit anong utos eh. Ay, nag-assignment po ako. ay, nag-assignment po ako habang nakikita mo, nagsi-COC, di ba? Tingnan yung katabi mo, mukha bang sumusugod yan? Okay? May mga dahilan, but that's not that kind of reasoning that Paul is doing. What he's doing is he is teaching these young people at that time. At kung paano at saan yung avenue on him teaching these young disciples is that sa Ephesus pala, meron silang break time. Sinong gustong-gusto nyo break time? Tama? Pagtrabaho, naantay mo lang, pagdating mo doon, alas 8, sana mag alas 12 na. Okay? Upo ka doon, alas 8, ilang anong, okay, sige. 4 hours, 2 minutes na lang, okay? Naantay mo lagi break time, o kung estudyante ka, yung gustong-gusto mong ini-schedule sa term mo, okay, o sa sem mo, di ba? Saan ba yung mahaba yung break dito? Okay, tapos hihingi kang baon sa nanay mo, ma, dad, tingin namang madaming baon, madami kong break time, okay? May mga ganun ba dito? Okay, ako lang, okay, sige. May break time pala yung mga taga-Ephesus, yun yung ginagawa nila. So what they were doing is that they come to work or they come to school or learning there, pero every time, every 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., may break time po sila. Grabe yung break time nila. Sino gusto ganun yung break time nila? Grabe yung break time nila, no? Just because of the heat of the day. Dahil sobrang init lang. Kaya hindi sila magtatrabaho. But what Paul did was very important that even at those times, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., na nagpapahinga yung iba, what he did is that hindi siya nagpahinga, kinuha niya yung mga disciples, tara, aral tayo ng word ni Lord. That's what he did. In those times of 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., he was discipling the next generation. He was discipling the very people who are available and hungry for the word of God. Dinidisciple niya itong mga to in that break time. And what is the Ephesus in our time today? Hindi man kasing haba yung break time ng ating campus, yung break time ng Ephesus, pero the Ephesus that we have today is the campus. Because the Ephesus back then was the capital of Asia Minor, which we now call Turkey. So yung sabihin, importanteng lugar pala to, wherein all the trades from east to west, that's the center of trade for all of them. Sabihin, dun sa mga ginagawa nila, okay, lahat ng kalakalan, dun nangyayari. It's a very important city, hindi lang siya capital, very important city, but also it's a large city wherein meron silang population of about 300,000 plus people. Look around. This is just 10%. Actually, hindi pa nga eh. No? Wala pa. Probably 1%. But many 300,000 plus people were living in Ephesus, and for in their time at that time, ano pa yon? Madaming pa yon. And also, hindi lang yon. Ephesus was a sikat na nation. May kilala ba kayong sikat na person? Tingnan yung katabi niyan. Mukha ba siyang Ephesus? Sikat eh. Sikat na nation, wealthy and powerful. And Bill and Paul had the opportunity to come there and figured out that this is a good spot to reach out people to, so that I could the gospel would be shared to many. The gospel would be shared to many. So he stayed there for 2 years. Natandaan niyo po? 2 years, he stayed there. That was very important. And now, where are we staying right now? Not just for 2 years, pero from years since 1984 until the time na probably magbabago to. Pero for as long as I know and I can think of, we're gonna stay in the campus to reach out the next generation. Now the question is why? Why the campus? Patanong ba kayo nun? Diba? Bakit campus? Next generation. Hindi ba pwedeng yung mga nasa kalsada na bata? Hindi ba pwede yung mga tambay sa court namin? Yung pagkagising, walang hila-hilamos, basketball kagad, ball is life. Okay, yun po yung uso ngayon eh. Hashtag yun. And bakit hindi yung mga bata na out of school? Yun yung tulungan natin. You know what? I don't have anything against these people, but you know what? They are very important as well. But right now, we have a strategy. Meron tayong diskarte wherein ito yung i-reach out natin, the campuses, so that one time in the future, they would get to be the leaders of these future people, of these people who's suffering also. So ibig sabihin, marireach out din natin itong mga to just as we reach out the campus. Paano at bakit? Bakit campus? And let's go and dig into the word as well. Balikan natin, verses 8 and 9. Diba? Paul was there, spoke boldly, preached the gospel. He knew that this is a good city to share the gospel to because this is a very important city at that time. And ngayon, titingnan niya, 2 years he stayed there. reasoning and teaching the students or the young leaders in the Hall of Tyrannus. And Hall of Tyrannus was actually parang ano yon, hindi siya sure or hindi siya masasabi natin or hindi siya talaga school, no one could say, pero Hall of Tyrannus was a place of learning. Probably, pagmamay-ari, si Mr. Tyrannus. May kakalala po ba kayong ganun pangalan? Tyrannus? Okay, weird, no? Tyrannus, okay. Or, so, ngayon, ayun yung ano niya. Yun yung strategy niya. He was in Tyrannus, in the Hall of Tyrannus, where he was, it's a teaching center. And ngayon, yun yung ginagawa niyang, yun yung kinukuha niyang opportunity to reach out the next generation. Because he saw that at this time, this is a unique opportunity for me to reach out people and to raise more leaders so that the gospel would be preached. And katulad nung nangyari sa verse 10, nag-grow. More were believers because of that opportunity taken by Paul himself. So he took that unique opportunity. Paano natin masasabi that the campus is our unique opportunity? Why are we making our focus as every nation to do campus ministry? Una sa lahat, because the campus is where major movements have started. Do you agree with that? Maybe to some of us, hindi. Pero, sino sa inyo dito nakakita na kayo ng rally sa school nyo? Diba? Ako din, nakakita ko. TIP, liit-liit nung labas nun, pastor dun, tawid lang. Oh. Ilang meters lang, pero nandun sila sa labas. May pinaglalaban. Sabi ko, sige, sali tayo. Maki, baka. Bakit daw? O basta cool to. Sige, sigaw ko lang, Maki, baka. So, I don't know if that is their part or what, that's what they do or kung anong iniisip nila, bakit sino sumasali doon. Pero, major movement started because of the campus. The influences of the students and the voice of the students are being heard even up until today in our time. There was even a video in Facebook. Many students are actually engaging in debate with one of the politicians in our nation right now. They have that much. Grabe tatalino ng mga yun, no? And even yung confidence just to make a change. Nakita na kayo ng estudyante na may kinahiligan, tapos kada oras yun na lang ginagawa. Or kahit yung mga anak ninyo, di ba? Nahilig mag COC. Mga internet tayo. Di ba? Kakain na lang, umaatake pa, no? Pero yung nakahiligan niya, when a young person saw value to that, or saw potential and saw opportunity on that part, what that person does, or that young person does, is that he or she would be willing to throw his or her life for the cause of that belief. Because campus is a trade center as well of beliefs and values. Do you believe that? When they find something so precious to them, they would just pour out their hearts to do anything they can para ma-spread to sa iba, para maniwala ang iba. Tara, sumama ka sa amin. Imagine if that would be turned out into the gospel of Jesus Christ, that when they are caught up with the purpose that God has a purpose for them and they could actually change the world by taking it one student at a time, that's the major movement we're doing as every nation. And not just that, it's that the campus is where the most available, trainable masses are located. It's not in the streets, but these people, these students are hungry to learn. Hungry to learn. Probably minsan makita nyo, tinatamad sa academics, pero nakita na ba kayo ng young person? Probably that's you or you've been like that. Yung kahit anong club sinasalihan. Diba? Ay, English club. Ay, maganda to. Cooking club. Mountaineering club. Okay? Balloon club. Kung ano-ano na lang, no? Ay, ito maganda to. Okay? COC club. Okay? Aldab club. Sasali talaga ako dyan. Kahit anong club sinasalihan, magpapaalam sa'yo, lahat ng club pinupuntahan. After ng school, may club po kami. Tuesday na, may club po kami. Wednesday, pahinga po eh, pero may club pa rin kami next day. Okay? Lahat ng club sinalihan. Why? Because they're open for influence. They want influence. Students or young people are like sponge. Sino po nakakita ng sponge? Hindi pa? Oh, kami lang. Okay. I believe lahat naman tayo. Kung di ka naghuhugas ng pinggan, maghugas ka na, makakakita ka ng sponge. Because young people are like sponge. Ang isip ng young people or ng mga kabataan ngayon ay parang sponge. Hindi pa formed. Hindi pa ganun ka-formed. Kahit anong makita niyan, gusto lang yan, uy, mga musikero sila. Sige, sali ako dyan. Paano ba yung chords? Chords na X? Sige, sama ako. Okay, nakakita ako ng mga mountaineering. Sige, ano bang kailangan? Mountain? Sige, may Mountain Dew ako. Okay? So lahat yan, pupunta nila, sasalihan nila yan para lang sa influence. Because these students are open for influence, ibig sabihin, they could be open for the gospel as well. They're finding people so that they could be coming with them every day so that they would look cool. Okay? O kaya, makakasama sila, ibig sabihin, maganda na yung buhay ko kasi sila yung mga kasama ko. Ito yung mga kaibigan ko. Ito yung mga alam ko. Okay na okay akong tao sa dami ng influence na pumasok sa kanya. Ano na yung nangyari? Sometimes they just think, they're just living a life sick and tired of being sick and tired of living a life without purpose. But what happens is, since they are still open for the gospel, this is very great opportunity wherein we could actually see and prove that through a survey as well. One survey said that 19 out of 20 accepted Christ before the age of 25. Sino sa inyo dito, you accepted Christ when you were 25 years old or below? Katulad ko, I accepted God 18. Sige, look around you. Many of the young people, and even kanina sa 5 o'clock service, grabe, majority of this place raised their hand. That's an opportunity. Because it comes to a time that 1 out of 10,000 na lang yung na-reach out or nag-accept kay God when they were at the age of 25. Sino dito? 25 above or 26 and above, you accepted Christ. See, look around. Umunti na. Sabihin niyo po kay Lord, Lord, thank you. I'm one of the 10,000. Okay? What's more hurting is seeing that 1 out of 30,000 na lang nasisaved after they get to the age of 35. After 35, bakit? Beliefs, mindsets, values creep into their mind thinking na di ko kailangan yan church na yan. Di ko kailangan yung victory na yan. Di ko kailangan Jesus na yan. Alam ko na yan. Thinking that they have, that they can go through life without God. Bakit? Too many input. They're not open to the gospel anymore. There some are, but it's harder. But it's still not impossible to reach out. Sabi nga sa mga preachings last week, more than 50% of our nation's population is 25 years old and below. Alala niyo pa po ba? And if wala kayo dito last week, ito po yung sinasabi ng totoong survey. And when hands are raised in all the services last week, grabe ang daming mga kabataan. We are a young nation. It's an opportunity to reach out the young people. And it started even last 1984, 31 years from now, na si Pastor Rice Brooks and Pastor Steve Murr, the founder of Every Nation, and the people who preach out to students sa U-Belt sila nagsimula. Because they saw and they knew that this is an opportunity wherein 30 years from now would be, they didn't know na magiging ganito tayo karami. But what they did is that they reached out the next generation, the people in the campuses in U-Belt, so that when they grow up, they just reach out to anyone they see. They reach out to their families. They became the future pastors that we have, and even young, and even professionals that still are making disciples, and it's spreading just like what happened in Ephesus. And even Metro East, alam niyo po kung ano nangyari? Metro East, Pastor Dan Monterde right here, started reaching out to Faith Christian School. Sino taga Faith Christian School? Meron ba dito? And many of the people from Faith Christian School, okay, na-reach out po through Metro East. Pero it didn't happen just 2009 pa lang. 2006, andito na si Pastor Dan Monterde sa Vista Verde, sa may Faith Christian School, reaching out. And then when the time came na meron ng Victory Metro East 2009, boom, may tao na. May mga kabataan na kaming kasama doon na nakita namin. And these are the people who are still reaching out today even when they're young professionals already. Metro East started through campus ministry also. And even Antipolo, we're starting that work wherein it is being started through campus ministry as well. Pastor Jerry right here is reaching out to La Salle Antipolo and also Olfu and different high schools there. that's the opportunity that we are truly embracing, and we are taking care of, and also we are taking the responsibility of reaching the next generation through the campuses. And why is it still a good opportunity? Susunod na dito, when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, nakita niya na shinare niya lang yung nangyayari sa Ephesus. Sabi niya, for a wide door of effective work has opened to me. Paul was mentioning about Ephesus, this is a very effective work that I'm doing right now. May open door tayo dito, may opportunity tayong kinukuha dito. Now, he's staying there for 2 years because he believes that that's a strategic place. We believe that it's a strategic place, the campus. Kung babalikan natin, a while ago, I was sharing that why was Ephesus strategic for Paul? It was a center of trade from east to west. And also, it was a capital. It was a big, having a big population, 300,000 plus. And for us, the campus is strategic because of those aspects as well. As we go on, may explain ko yan. We're in una, tignan natin to. Campus mapping, we call this campus mapping sa aming mga campus missionaries. Tinitignan namin, kumbaga inaasinta namin yung mga campuses in the Google Map. Okay? And papapansin natin, 22 campuses are already reached in Metro East. And can we give God a hand for that? Imagine 22 campuses. Leaders are being raised up as well. But there's still a lot to go. Okay, marami pa tayong tatrabuhin kasi may 80 pa tayo na hindi nare-reach out. 80 pa po. But we believe it's not going to be impossible as we continue doing campus ministry in Metro East. And praise God, kasi meron tayong 118 campus victory groups. Ibig sabihin, 118 groups are meeting week after week inside the campus. That's a great work. Na hindi na nila kailangan pumunta dito, pero dun pa lang nakikita lang, ano yan? Ano lang? Wala, kwentuhan lang. Tapos sige, sama ka. Oh, patay ka, word of God na pala, okay? Na-preachan na natin yun, okay? So sinasabi ko yun, dito ay, kwentuhan tayo, sama ka muna sa amin. Then eventually, that student opened up, that's an opportunity. Part na siya ng victory group namin. You see, it's a strategic place because in the same way, this schools has population na probably mas marami pa sa 300,000 kung pagsasamahin natin lahat yan. In Antipolo National High School alone, alam niyo po ba na yun yung second largest high school in the Philippines? And we're ministering to that. We're reaching out to that sa high school. And ngayon, titignan natin, parang nga talagang Ephesus yung campus natin. And besides these things na titignan natin, ang dami pala ng population ng campuses, the values of the campus will become the values of our society 10 to 20 years from now. The number of students that we get to reach out, the values that we share with them through the Word of God, the Bible, will be the values that they'll be embracing for the rest of their lives, and they'll be teaching to their children and to their children's children and to the future generations as well. This is why campus ministry is strategic, because we're not just reaching one student, but we're reaching to many people around the campuses. Bakit po? Kasi sa mga campuses na tinignan natin kanina, bawat isang estudyante dyan, they represent one family, right? Ibig sabihin, dumami pa pala yung population that we get to reach out to. But in the campus, let me share you an example. This is Ryan, yung nasa gitna. This is Charles, his schoolmate at that time. And si Charles was part of my small group in Marisay 3 years ago. Okay? And ito po, ako po yan. Cute po, no? Okay? Tapos, ito si Ryan. In-invite namin siya one time after our small group. Sabi ni Charles sa kanya, Ryan, sama ka sa amin sa youth service. Ako naman, campus missionary. Oo nga, sama ka! Okay? So, ayaw niya. Okay? Ayaw niya. Sabi niya, hindi siya papayagan. Pero the day after that was a Thursday, ngayon, it's a Friday, I did the altar call at the last part of the youth service. Then I saw Ryan at the front. He accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior the very first night he came to the youth service. And then eventually, Ryan, when he got discipled, he brought in his family. After he brought in his family, yung parents niya actually, mas nauna pa pong mag-victory weekend kesa sa kanya. Imagine the transformation that happened in his family, that pumunta lang siya doon, he tried it, accepted God, was discipled, had a heart for his family, invited his family, attended the 9 a.m. service. Even until now, regular siya nag-a-attend ng 9 a.m. service, ilang pamilya. And even yung sister niya right now is an intern doing one-to-one with one of her classmates in Marisay, in Marikina Science High School. Now, a whole household may made an impact to because of one student. Because in campus ministry, we believe it's strategic because as we reach out one student, that is equivalent to one family that we reach out to. They are the ones who will be reaching out to their family and their loved ones. And imagine, values will be changed. The values that students embrace today, una namang nakita nila yan in the house, in their homes. Tama? I'm not saying that we all have imperfect homes. But what we can actually look forward to are godly and God-honoring homes and families in the future, because the values of that Ryan will get as he is being discipled now and for the rest of his life will be the values of his children and the children of his children, and for the future generations, that will be the values of the people that we disciple today in the campuses. Sabi sa inyo, di ba, it's a center of trade of values. The schools are center of trade of beliefs, philosophies, and everything. Now we're going to share with them a different kind of truth, and that's the only truth, that's the Bible. And that will be the value that they will keep on doing for the rest of their lives, honoring God and making disciples in their lives. Do you believe that? And lastly, Acts 19, chapter 10, this was the result of Paul staying for 2 years. He knew, just, he was staying there for 2 years, discipling people from 11 to 4 o'clock. Ang nangyayari, this one. This continued for 2 years so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Many people had believed in Jesus Christ. And what happened is that there was a great revival in Ephesus. And when we say revival, this is the kind of revival that we want to have in our campuses. In Acts chapter 19, verses 18 to 20, sabi dito that also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices. They repented of their sins and now following God in their lives. And verse 19, a number of those who had practiced magic arts. Sino po dito ang magician? Okay? Hindi na sila nag-magic, pero yung magic naman na sinasabi dito, okay, is a bad kind of magic, okay? Hindi po yung nag-entertain ng kids. But the wizardry, the things that is not honorable to God, they have stopped it. And they burned the books, burned them in all of their sight, and lahat ng mga nakukolekta nila sa panloloko nila sa mga tao, sa mga panlilinlang nila, they surrendered it. What happened? It's a changed life. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. There was a great revival because the greatest miracle that we see in a person's life is not just being healed of pain, sickness, and diseases, but most importantly, a miracle of a changed life because God turned his life around when he accepted Jesus Christ, where he or she accepted Jesus Christ. Hearts were transformed. Now, real transformation came into the people of Ephesus, and it's coming also. A great revival has been coming and is coming today and will be coming as we continue to do campus ministry in the lives of the students and the families that they represent. Let me share with you two people right now. Si Carlos, this guy, and lady, these guys, I've seen them when they were students. And now, they are my co-campus missionaries as well. Mga katrabaho ko po sila. And si Carlos, I've seen him when he was a student from Olops pa lang. Sa Olops. Sino po taga Olops dito? May taga Olops ba? And nakikita namin siya dati. Kami nagba-basketball na. Kasi tapos na yung VG namin. Siya nagwa-one-to-one pa siya. He was discipled at that time. And he was earnestly listening to his leader. And up to the time na na-disciple siya, nasa PSBA na siya nag-college, and then sa PSBA, you know what, he also became the student council president. He was an influence. Because of a transformed life, a changed life, now he made an influence even to others as well in the campus. And also now, he's an incoming campus missionary. He's making a difference even going back to his old school in Olops and PSBA, ministering the word of God to many students right there. And even si Lady po, one of our campus missionaries rin po, graduate din po siya ng PSBA. And nakita ko pa po siya, estudyante kami noon, I was in my third year, she was a first year college back then, and malikot na babae, okay? And makulit talaga siya. Nakita ko siya doon, estudyante pa kami. Tapos, you know what? Si Lady, siya pa lang po yung nakatapos sa 10 magkakapatid. Sa kanilang mag-anak. And sabi niya, it won't be possible unless God was in her life. And now that God is in her life, even God is using her as a campus missionary to minister to many students that like her, who won't be insecure because they will be secured of the love of God in their lives. They will be secured of their identity, like how God changed Lady, transformed Lady. Ganun din yung i-offer niyang help at security na sasabihin niya yung sinasabi ng Bible sa mga estudyante that this is who you are in God. Like Carlos and Lady, they're campus missionary workers, but I know of someone also who's a young professional right now. Actually, he's here, okay? That's Jerome Olos. And kilala niyo po yan, oh? Yan yung gwapong kumakanta dito minsan, oh? You know what, si Jerome, he's from TIP. He was reached out also by Noel Bitoren, one of our staff here in church, wherein siya rin po yung nag-reach out sa akin. And ngayon, si Jerome, when they were students, ako po graduate, sinireach out niya si Jerome, and then si Jerome had a great testimony in his life about his career naman. Ngayon, he was an architecture student in TIP. And before he graduated last year, what happened is that everyone was dismayed in his proposal for his thesis. Feeling nila hindi gagana yan, hindi posible yan, pangit yan. But since he was a believer, he knew God was in his life. He was a disciple. What he did is that he trusted God, made his ways, okay? And may verse pa siya, alala ko, commit to me your plans, sabi ni Lord, and I will make your path straight. And I will make your plans succeed. Yun yung sinasabi ni Lord, yun yung pinanghawakan niya na sinasabi niya sa akin to. And then, what happened is that, although lahat sila dismayed, there came an opportunity wherein, nagtrabaho siya, pinaganda niya, inayos niya, he researched more, and then what he did is, he joined a contest, an opportunity, and in that contest, a national contest, he won second place. And when he came back to TIP, wherein people were dismayed, even mga advisor, he was best thesis now. What a great way, because God was with him. God was helping him, and he knew who to trust and who to hold on to. It was God. Now he's a young professional, still serving here in the ministry, leading us in worship from time to time. Still, one thing remains in his life, his relationship with God. And that's what helped him when he was a student. Now, even as a young professional, he is being helped by God, because that's the impact of campus ministry in his life. Because the campus is where the future leaders of the society are located. And I was in Ignite months ago. Who among you familiar po kayo sa Ignite? We've been announcing it in the summer. And that was a time I've seen 15,000 students around Araneta. Around Araneta, sa labas, no? Sa loob. Okay, inside Araneta. And then, there was a time where we prayed for the 7 sectors of society. It's medicine and others, politics, entertainment. Sino mukhang artista yung katabi, okay? So, madaming pinagpray. And when what touched me the most is when I saw, sino dito yung may heart for the government? Tayuan yung mga estudyante. Probably thousands of students stood up and we prayed for them. And that's the time na naiyak talaga ako, kasi sino sa inyo dito gusto yung pagbabago sa bansa natin? Diba? I cannot wait for the time that I would see our country transformed. And it's because we have discipled the next generation of leaders. Right now, probably wala tayong mag-go, we can disciple the people in place. Let's just honor them. But what we can do is today, we disciple the future leaders. And I believe future senators, mayors, even the president was probably at Ignite. We prayed for them and we believe that they will have values that are godly. It's for everyone, not for self-gain. And these are the kind of leaders that will lead our nation into success, and God would be pleased, and God will be honored, and God will be known throughout all the world because He has transformed our nation. Do you believe that? Yeah. Yung tipong traffic na lang, okay, na araw-araw na lang, mababago din yan, tama? Dahil dinisciple na natin yung susunod na presidente natin. Naniniwala po ako dun. Hindi lang sa mga sa TV, lahat na napapanood natin. makaka-disciple din tayo ng bagong Aldab. Okay? I have nothing against them, but I like them as well. I'm just excited to see this nation be transformed. And even if I don't see it, it's okay. Because my future family or yung future sons and daughters ko and yung baka nga sons and daughters pa, apo ko na, apo ko sa tuhod at talampakan. If that would be, if they would be in the in right hands of future leaders, I'm okay. I did my part in doing campus ministry, and I am blessed kasi inalaw ako ni God to take part on that. I hope na disciple ko na yung susunod na artista, politician, businessman, kahit sino. I do really pray that I have become a part of that because I want to change this nation. And as I change this nation, when we reach the campus, we reach our nation as well. I hope that's the heart of all of us, that we can take part as small as praying for the person, encouraging the person, leading the person to Jesus Christ every step of the way. That's our heart. And even when I say when we reach the campus, we reach the nation, let me show with you three guys. We're in ito si Jomel. He got reached out in TIP and now living with his family in Toronto and still serving there in the church there and making disciples in their church in Toronto. And even itong dalawa, magkapatid po yan, Lloyd and Jepoy. Lloyd is one of my closest friends. Wherein, si Lloyd itong naka-gray, he's recently graduated in School of Campus Ministry in every nation in the States. Now he's also a campus missionary. Dati nag-work lang siya bilang a worker in a hotel and then served in the church. Ngayon, since he's reached out here in Metro East, taga-PSBA siya, raised up as a leader, now making an impact even into the nations. Then he's reaching out to other tribes as well. And even si Jepoy, he's still a student. Kapatid siya ni Lloyd. Si Jepoy ngayon is now being a musical director in their Every Nation Church in Long Beach, California. Kasi dito pa lang, sa Metro East, na-disciple na siya. May nag-train sa kanya to lead worship. And you know what? He's making an impact there as well. Being a blessing into the nations. When we reach the campus, both of these guys are products of campus ministry. And also Jomel. And you know what? This is what happened. They made an impact into where they are right now. And even this guy in the middle, he's a Nepalese student, international Nepalese student in UPLB, okay? Si Gobinda, yun yung name niya, Gobinda. And in UPLB, nag-aral siya, na-reach out siya doon nila Pastor Jerry in their campus ministry there, nung nandun pa si Pastor Jerry. And then when he came back to Nepal, he became active in the church there and now serving God in his work as well. That made an impact in his nation now. And when we reach the campus, we reach the world. I can tell you countless stories of people being discipled here in our nation and then being sent out there, probably not as a missionary, but as a professional, but made an impact in their society right there where they are at. And to just know more of or a quick summary of what we've been talking about right now, as we watch this video, let's just think of how can I take part in what we are doing in campus ministry. So panoorin po natin itong video na to. Now, what's our part in changing the campus? I believe that we all have a part to play right here and wherever we're at. Meron tayong mga young people around us, right? Let me share with you Romans 10:14. Said in this verse that, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? How can they believe if wala naman silang narinig? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? You know, our part as believers, not just as every nation, but as believers of Jesus Christ, as disciples, that we get to preach and speak life to young people. Young people around you. People in the campuses. People you know who you see potential into. And if you don't see potential in them, better see potential in them right now because they will be the future leaders of our nation. That's why when you see them, I hope you see them with the eyes that like how God sees them, they will be the next leaders of our nation and of the world. We preach the gospel to them. We share Jesus Christ to them. That whatever we do, we take them one step closer to Jesus Christ. As simple as a short prayer and an encouragement na kaya mo yan, sige, galingan mo lang. Huwag ka na mangopya, okay? Honor mo si Lord sa ginagawa mo. As simple as those kind of encouragement and telling them that you can do it. You can do it and you can do your best and pour out yourself to God. And whatever you do, basta si Lord yung na-honor, you know what? You did a great part of the next generation. What a way that we could be part of this. We can part of changing the campus and changing the world. When we change the campus, we change the world. And we believe in that. I firmly believe in that. Even ako nga po eh, yung may nag-preach sa akin ng gospel, hindi nga taga Victory. Nag-preach sa akin ng gospel. Someone invited me to a youth service, but a week after that, someone preached the gospel to me. I accepted, but someone discipled me after as well. And I believe that what happened in my life could happen to the lives of the students in the campuses today. The transformation that could happen in their lives is possible, and that transformation will transcend to their families, to their community, to our nation, and to the world. We can take part in this. Can we all bow down and let's pray? Father in heaven, thank you, God, that you are a multi-generational God, that you love every person, every tribe, every people. No matter what the age is, you love them, you died for them. We pray to thank you, God. Even as a movement, as every nation, Lord, we can take part in what we do, Lord, in the campus ministry, either by praying, Lord, sending out missionaries, and even us personally sharing the gospel to students, Lord God. We pray that we would not miss this opportunity to take part in changing the world as we change the campuses. One student at a time, we would all see. And even if time came na wala na kami dito sa mundo, pero still, the fruits, Lord, of campus ministry came to birth, Lord God. Nagbago na yung sistema ng mundo. Bansa namin, mga pamilya, values that are wrong, all are crushed because of your word, because your word was preached. Thank you that that time will come, and we believe in faith that that time will come as we do the work today in reaching out every student in every campus and in every nation. And let me pray for people right now. Sino po sa inyo mga magulang? Can I ask you to stand up right now? Mga parents po dito. Can I ask you to stand up right now? In behalf of all students, young people right here, and not just right here, pero the families that you represent, we would like to say thank you for being the first people who disciple your children. And sincerely, we want to honor you for your hard work and labor in just raising us up as children and just pouring out your lives into raising us up to be good, godly, and honoring to God and have great lives in the future. Can we just lay our hands on them, okay? Stretch our hands towards them and let's just pray. Lord, we combine our faith together right here in this place. That every one of us, God, that we bless our parents here in this service, Lord God. Even outside of this place, that we thank you that let your grace be with them, Lord God. Thank you for their lives, of raising us up, and also for enduring everything so that we could have a great life and a great destiny pointed towards you. May that be their life's cause always, Lord, all the time, that they would point their children to you. And thank you, God, for their lives, that whatever they're going through, whatever they are facing, challenges and whatever, we pray to thank you, God, that you are with them, you will provide for them, your grace is with them, you will be their strength, and they are going to be great parents, Lord God, that one day, that every day, it's not enough to say thank you to them, because Lord, you are giving them the grace so that we could be pointed to you, Lord God. Thank you for the lives. I pray that you bless them and guide them always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Sino po dito probably, ano kayo, teachers or school administrator, basta nagtatrabaho po kayo sa school, would you just stand up right here? Okay, tapos pag-pray po namin kayo. Meron po ba dito ngayon? Thank you for answering the call in working in the schools. You're playing a great part. Actually, kayo nga po yung totoong campus missionary because every day you're in the campus. And thank you for being part of this. As we change the world, we'll change the campus. Let's just stretch our hands towards them again and let's pray for them. Thank God for the teachers, school administrators, people working in the schools, Lord God. Thank you for them answering the call of being in the campus every day, making an impact, Lord God, that let every word they say be an encouragement to students, let every deed they do be an encouragement to the students, that they would point students to you always and every time they see itong mga official and teachers, Lord, makikita ng mga estudyante, they would know you. And they would be encouraged that they, one day I'd like to be like you, ma'am, sir. That I could be in the campus and leading others to Christ, Lord. Thank you for their lives. And even, Lord, sasabi ng mundo or ng society, God, babasweldo dito, walang aangat dito. We cancel that in Jesus' name and we rebuke that in Jesus' name because you are their provider, Lord God. And you are their master and Lord. And you are their boss. Most importantly, you will take care of them, make the works of their hands prosper always and bless them always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.